and she'll run as good as she can.
Okay. Good on you, Tony. We'll hear from you later on in the week.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers, mate.
Tony Gollan there from Brisbane with Vince Valare. Sky Sports Radio will cover the barrier draw in an hour at 11 this morning. Jenny Graham joins us from Port Macquarie. Jenny, it hasn't been good news regarding Awesome Pluck.
No, Andrew, it hasn't been. With Awesome Pluck, after the qualifier here, he didn't actually pull up as well as we had hoped. And then going forward, we had a track gallop here that Robert did before the races at Port Macquarie, and he just said that the horse didn't feel well, like his action wasn't good. So we've had that checked out, and now he's at actually Randwick Equine as we speak.
Okay, and I know the horse went there yesterday. Are they still doing the tests?
Yeah, they did look at him yesterday. They did find that he was had some wastage over one side of his rump, but they are doing a bone scan and test today.
And that'll really, when they get down to that, it tells you immediately, I guess.
Yes, well, as I said, Robert was quite concerned with his action after the gallop. And so we basically took it on board and booked him into Randwick. And, they feel there's definitely something going on. We've just got to try and get to the bottom of it.
And being just four, you want to, you don't want to run him for the sake of it. If there's serious issues, you need to look at that and worry about, what you can do in the long term rather than, going to Musselbrook and not having him right.
Oh, no, that's for sure. He's a very nice horse going forward and... these things happen in racing and, hopefully we'll end up with a good result at the end if we just take our time. A lot of time is just time and patience and rest. So, we're hoping that going forward that we'll be on the right track.
All right. Well, let's cross our fingers. Repeating again, Awesome Pluck not going to Musselbrook, and let's hope that everything can be worked out and settled down with time with the horse. And you need a bit of rest too, eh?
So I'm waiting on a knee operation at the moment, so hopefully it's not going to be too long.
I hope for your sake it isn't. Jenny, we thank you for coming on with that news. It's disappointing, but let's hope the horse can get back to full health.
Yeah, let's hope so. Thank you.
Good on you. Thanks, Jenny. Good on you. Jenny Graham joining us there from Port Macquarie. That market for the country championship final had Awesome Pluck at around $11. Before the news that we had about 20 minutes ago, and as it stands right now, the market has changed. LaScopa and Noble Boy, who will run on Sunday at Musselbrook, both $4.50 in the final, and the other horse, Awesome Pluck, has come out. Caroline Searcy joins us. Morning, Caroline.
Morning to you, Andrew.
I'm counting down the sleeps. We'll be there at Inglis's at Riverside in a couple of weeks for the sales. It'll come up quick.
It certainly does. I mean, it's only a two-day sale this year, but I think it's packed with quality. And next week we have the first of our Inglis Easter previews too on Sky on the Tuesday night. So it's going to be great to see some of those babies out there and they're the stars of the future.
Yeah, for sure. And talking about Inglis sales, Bred to Win is back tonight at 9 o'clock on Sky Thoroughbred Central. And you're reflecting on the Classic sale and the Inglis Premier sale out of Melbourne.
That's right, yes. We hear from Mark Webster, the Managing Director of Inglis, about, there was talk with the Classic sale, working in with the Millennium Race Day. They had an extra 200 lots and just some things, whether or not they try and have the gold riband section a little bit earlier in that first night of selling. A few little tweaks they're looking at, but overall, there were some fabulous horses sold through that sale at Riverside, and obviously it was only the second Classic sale out there at the new complex. So we have a bit of a review and a look back and hear from Mark Webster about that. And the Premier sale as well, there'd been some talk about maybe moving where it sits in the calendar, but we hear from Simon Vivian about, what the plans are with the Premier sale. I'd say it's pretty much going to stay where it is because they had a good result and a good sale this year as well. So we look back at the two of those and some thoughts for the future.
You've got a brand new segment in the program as well tonight.
We do indeed. It's called English Sales Stories, and it's a great story with Trevor Lobb. Of course, he was the man behind so many of those Woodlands horses. We still see those pedigrees coming through in super horses for Godolphin Darley at the moment. And Trevor Lobb, just talking about weighing up X-ray issues at the sale, and of course, he did take home a Golden Slipper winner with X-ray issues that obviously didn't prove to be a problem in her career. So just an interesting look at that particular issue with Trevor Lobb tonight.
Okay, and the regular Arrowfield segment, the horse who made you love racing, is back as well.
Yeah, it's always interesting hearing from Greg Carpenter, the chief handicapper in Victoria. He just has a good little yarn about some of the horses, one in particular that he really, really loved when he was a youngster following racing for the first time, and just how that sort of impacts how he looks at racing and loves the industry to this day.
All right, so it's on Sky Thoroughbred Central at 9 tonight for the first showing.
That's right, 9 o'clock Eastern, or 9 o'clock, obviously, most people listening in Sydney. So 9 p.m. and replays we have right through the week. There's also one before Thoroughbred Weekly at 8:30 on Sunday morning.
And, of course, you can watch it through the Racing New South Wales website as well. Thanks, Caroline. Good to talk to you.
Thanks. You too, Andrew.
Good on you, Caroline Ceci there. Bred to Win back tonight on Sky Thoroughbred Central at 9 o'clock. That's been a pretty busy news hour. Coming up next, the preview for Moolumbah on the pace at 10:30 with Hazy, Greg Hayes. And then at 11, we're back out to Rose Hill for the Golden Slipper Barrier Draw.
Good morning, John O'Farr with your latest Sky Sports Radio news. Three people have died after a gunman opened fire on a tram south of Amsterdam. Dutch authorities have arrested the 37-year-old Turkish man over the attack and haven't ruled out terrorism. The alleged Australian gunman behind the Christchurch mosque attack may not face terrorism charges. Brenton Tarrant may instead face multiple murder charges to avoid using the trail to further promote his hate crimes. And health authorities are on the high alert in Sydney, with the city already in the grip of a fierce flu season. New South Wales Health have also recorded 2,244 cases of flu in the 4 weeks to March the 3rd, almost double the recorded amount at the same time last year. In sports news, Todd Greenberg is warning the NRL could be a very different competition in 5 years, and says the stakeholders need to have some difficult conversations, and some of those may be about relocating Sydney teams as part of an expansion program. The Wallabies will warm up to the World Cup in September with a farewell match against Samoa at the new Bankwest Stadium in Parramatta. And the Swans, they're still undecided if Buddy Franklin will play in round one against the Bulldogs. But coach John Longmire says he's still a chance, and Franklin has been training really well with the team so far. That's the latest news in sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Were affected by the debris on the M1 this morning, Kmart Tyre and Auto Service have offered to repair your puncture free of charge at any store today. Simply mention this offer. South Granville lights flashing yellow, Wellington Road to Clyde Street affecting all directions. Calgar metal debris, the M1, southbound lane 3 approaching Pete's Ridge Road, and North Parramatta Pennant Hills Road, a car broken down southbound approaching James Bruce Drive lane 4. You'll be seeing double at Hyundai with double the factory bonuses like the Santa Fe. Now with a double the factory bonus of $2,000, hurry ends March 31 at your Hyundai dealer. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Race into autumn with the all-new Musselbrook Cup Day, Friday, March 29, featuring the Musselbrook Gold Cup. Come and enjoy an authentic, relaxed country racing experience at the TAB Country Race Club of the Year. Get your tickets now at musselbrookraceclub.com.au.
It's one of the world's most prestigious races, and Sky Sports Radio has every viewpoint.
Esther Job led all the way in the slipper.
The $3.5 million Longines Golden Slipper is steeped in history. Luskin Star, Sir Dapper, and last year, Esther Job. Right throughout the week, Racing HQ will have all the updates. Then race morning, we're off to Rose Hill from 6:30 with the preview at 8 and Paul Joyce's opinions from 10. There's no better way to get the complete coverage of Golden Slipper Day than Sky Sports Radio. Sky Sports Radio brings you every breathtaking moment of the Provincial Championship qualifiers. Saturday, it's Kembla Grange's turn to supply their finalists for the electrifying Randwick finale. Get the full Kembla preview Saturday morning at 9:45 on Sky Sports Radio.
TK Law $5 from the Big Sports Breakfast. We want you to weigh in on the discussion.
Visit our Big Sports Breakfast Facebook and Twitter page every Thursday and Sunday from 3 p.m. and vote from a list of trending sport and racing topics.
The ball's in your court.
Sky Sports Radio is proud to be the radio broadcaster of the two-day Albury Cup Carnival. Beginning Thursday with Cup Day on Friday, the carnival always delivers thrilling country racing. Albury Carnival Previews with John Scores, Thursday and Friday at 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
Rise up for the championships this April at Royal Randwick with two spectacular Saturdays of world-class racing, entertainment and award-winning hospitality on Derby Day and Longines Queen Elizabeth Stakes Day. Featuring time-honoured classics over 150 years in the making, the Harold's Australian Derby, the Star Doncaster, Schweppes Sydney Cup and the Longines Queen Elizabeth Stakes. Rise up for the grand finals of Australian racing, the championships, April 6 and 13. Book now at theraces.com.au.
Supercoach NRL is back. Take on your mates in the ultimate test of footy knowledge and compete to win 50 grand plus weekly cash prizes. Season starts March 14, so round up your mates and register your team at supercoach.com.au. Conditions apply.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
It's 14 past 10, and Jeff Miller joining me now from Moolumbah. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Now, have you had, well, I was going to say, have you had much rain? Have you still got the brolly up there?
Mate, we had 2 mil in gully rake that went through yesterday afternoon. Prior to that, we had about 70 during the week, but Mr. Holloway, the chief steward, put our track up as a heavy 10 today, but I'd expect that to be upgraded.
Oh, that's good. That's a good positive sign, Jeff. So the weather, has it cleared at the moment?
The weather is fine. Yeah, there's not a cloud in the sky. It's a lovely sunny day here in Moolumbah.
Well, that augurs well for you.
We've had excellent grass coverage on the track. I expect a great day's racing.
Where's the rail position today, Jeff?
The rail's normal. We don't have the false rail here.
All right. So just in the normal position, all right. Well, all in all, look, you're looking forward to a good day's racing, a heavy track, but a good safe one and the possibility of an upgrade.
Very safe track with a great possibility of an upgrade, yes.
Terrific.
Only small fields, but that's to be expected, I suppose, at this time with the amount of racing going around. Yeah. But we're very fortunate here at Moolumbah today to have a meeting on.
Yeah, too right. Well, good luck today, Jeff. Enjoy the day.
Thank you very much for your time.
Jeff Miller at Moolumbah, and also Moolumbah's Gary Cleasy. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. How are you, mate?
Good, good positive news. A heavy 10, but safe and possibly an upgrade through the day.
Yeah, plenty of grass on it, Sean, and they're not big fields right through the day, so it'll hold up. I'd say by the end of the last year, she'll really start to cut out. But like Jeff said, we've got a meeting. Well, we've been pretty full up at the moment with a lot of racing going on, so we've got those small fields that... there is 8 winners to be found out of the meeting, Sean.
All right, now the first, and it's a 2-year-old, number one, Hicksun, is $3.70, 2 Atomic Bomb, $3.80, 3 Hay 8, 17, 4's out, 5 Ruella, 7.50, 6 Virginia Dream, $2, and 7 out. Favourite of 2 even, number 6 Virginia Dream.
Yeah, well, the Virginia Dream was $2.40 into $2, so it's a move then. A good little move, Hicksun lady, just into that 3.70 mark, and Atomic Bomb. The newcomer to the Stephen Lee stable, $7 into $3.80, 6125 for me. I'm with Virginia Dream. She's had the 2 trials. Look, she never had a flashing light on her in the first trial at the Gold Coast. She ran 6-6 there a month ago. And then Toby Edmonds whacked a set of blinkers on her. She was an entirely different filly. She's tracked up 3 and 4 wide at the Sunshine Coast. She ended up running third. She was beaten 2 lengths. I've got no doubt if they'd given her a really good squeeze down the running, she could have probably finished a lot closer off that, but I just really liked the trial, the last one. Like I said, she just never had that flashing light on the trials, but obviously the blinkers had worked a lot better with her. One Hickson, well, he's only had the one trial. He had a trial at the Gold Coast going a month ago over 900 metres. He ran second in that trial. He did everything right. He parked just off the speed. He had a pretty soft time down the running, beaten 2.2 lengths. another horse. Had they given him a squeeze up, he would have finished a lot closer, but he looked a pretty professional at the trials. Two Atomic Bomb, well, he's only had the one start. He was formerly trained by Gay Woodhouse and Adrian Body. He went to a Canberra maiden, and it was an open maiden. He was beaten 11 lengths. His trials in Sydney were only so-so, but he does come back to two-year-old company. He probably comes back to an easier race than what he contested at Canberra, because a couple of winners have already come out of that. And I want to have a look at the five, Luella here. She's only had the one go. She went around to Toowoomba in a two-year-old race, and it was an open two-year-old back in the 23rd of September. She was beaten 8 lengths in it, and a couple of winners have come out of the race. Now, she hasn't been back to the races, and she draws the one gate here. So she has had that race experience, which is pretty vital for the two-year-olds. And there's a move for, I'm just looking now, $13 into $7.50 on tab. So they had specced up. 6-1, 2-5 for me in race one.
Race two, 1 Bratislava, 230, 2 Greystane, 260, 3 Winkler, 15, 4 Anzio, 5, and 5 El Nisi, $7. Number one, Bratislava, the favourite, at
$2.30. You know, I'm looking. Bratislava was $2.20 out of that 230 mark, but the horse that come for is the 2 Greystane. He's $3.40, 320, 270. He's now into 260, and Anzio, the 4, is $4.40 out to $5. But best back runner is 2 Greystane. 340, 260, and I'm with him. I'm in his corner, 2-1, 4-3. Look, he's had two runs back. He's not an 1,100-metre horse, and he did a very, very good job to win it at Toowoomba. He ripped home hard, particularly the last 150 metres. Then he went to Doomben on a Saturday in a no-metropolitan win race, beaten 5.2 lengths. He's a winner from 1,400 to 1,800. This is 1,530, and I think the beauty about him, he has won on heavy ground, where Bratislava hasn't won on wet ground. It's been placed on wet ground. So I'm just with him, Greystone. I thought his first up win was good, and I thought he went to a tough race in a no metro on a Saturday at Doomben. Bratislava obviously is the danger. Gets the claim for Emily Atkinson. I mean, the more you look to him, he is a Doomben winner going back 3 runs ago. He ran fourth at Doomben in a handicap beating 2.2, and then he went to Eagle Farm on a Saturday behind Get Stuck In, beating 5.4. So he's, look, the form around him's good. Well, like I said, he's never won on wet ground in the past. For Anzio, look, he's been around the mark. He can get through rain-affected ground. He's very fit. He draws good. He's on his home track. And 3 Winkler, I don't know what's wrong with him. He's had 3 runs back. He hasn't shown up. He runs second in the draft and cut behind first crush last preparation. And he's 1-for-1 at this track here, and he can handle rain-affected ground. But I would have liked to see him do a little bit more than what he's done at these 3 runs this time in. 2-1, 4-3 in race two, Sean.
Third event, class two. Now, 1 Ajani, $4. 2 Sanglia, $2.30. 3 The Danger, 5. 4 Out. 5 Wake Up Sailor, $4.80. 6 Madison Point, $6.50. Favourite, $2.30. 2 Sanglia.
Yeah, well, Sanglia is $3.10, $2.30. So you're getting as much as $2.20. Just edges out of that $2.30 mark. Ajani's $5.50 into $4. And this has been the best back runner, Wake Up Sailor. Really late move from the John Gilkey stable. $7, $5, $4.80. So that's been a really, really good shorten up to 5. And the danger, $7 into $5 from the Tony Gollan yard. I'm with Wake Up Sailor. I'm 5-2-3-1. So I just think his last few runs in 65 ratings have been really good. He went around at the Gold Coast. He's back here to a class 2. He's a winner on rain-affected tracks. And he gets the limit weight, and he gets a gate, and he's won from 1,000 to 1,200 metres, and this is 1,100 metres. So it just suits him right down to the ground. Sanglia was good. He's had 2 runs for Matty Dunn. He went to Doomben in a 3-year-old handicap behind Nashani Hustler. He's beaten 5.6 lengths. I know what Nashani Hustler would do to these. And then he went to the Gold Coast, and he had to drop him back to 900 metres coming off that 1,050-metre run. But he wanted to get going the last 150 metres. He started to attack the line, so he gets to the 1,100 metres, and Matty Dunn's apprentice, Emily Atkinson, goes aboard, and she pulls the 4 kilos off with 57.5. So he's not badly in. 3 The Danger, look, I've got no knocks on him. He resumes. He had good form last preparation. He's given him one trial, Tony Gollan. He hasn't had a flash and light on him in the trial. He wasn't probably asked to do a lot either, but he has been placed 3 times on heavy ground, so we know he can get through it without winning. And Ajani, look, the top, he's got the big weight of 60 and a half now with a claim for Lear Kilner. He's just been a little bit disappointing his last two at Eagle Farm and the Gold Coast. Prior to that, he was placed here and placed twice at the Gold Coast prior to that. but he's just been a little bit ordinary his last couple. He's got the big weight, and he is on his own track, and he has been placed on wet ground. But I'm with Wake Up Sailor. I think he's well placed. 5, 2, 3, and 1 in race three.
Now, the fourth is a maiden, and 1, Basenti, $6. 2 is out. Number 3, Mariana, 2 even. 4, Merlin Cradle, 7, 5 out. 6, Sashon, 370, 7 out. 8, Kafka, 650, and 9 out. 2 even favourite, 3, Mariana.
Yeah, well, Mariana was 260 this morning. She's $2 now. So there's firm up there, and there's a firm up just like Sashon from the Dunyard, $4.40 into $3.70. And Basenti has trialled really good, $8 into $6. And Kafka is $8 into $6.50. Mariana's support and Sashon support from the Dunyard. So, look, I'm 6, 3, 1, and 8, and there's probably not much between them. Mariana and Sashon went around in the same race at Ballina. Mariana's had 3 starts and been placed all of 3, and Sashon has only had the 2 starts and had no luck on debut and run 3rd. Now, Friends of Wren won the race. Friends of Wren went to Grafton on Sunday on Championship Day and got the money. So they're coming out of good form races. I'm just with Sashon. I thought she had more improvement in the yard. In running, she had improvement with her. And the last little bit when she woke up what she was doing, she really started to attack the line. There's a couple of pluses with her, that she does all the work here at Wollumbus. She knows the track inside and out. And 1,200 metres will definitely suit her better than the 1,005. No knocks with Mariana. I mean, she run second at Kilcoyne and run into a good one. She run third at Wollumbus, Lismore, and run into Ashman. And then she run second the other day and had to work off the 11 gate. She'll get a good gate to run today, and she's just got to go up to that solid 1,200 metres where I reckon Sashon would suit her a lot better. Basenti, the top weight, trialled up really good. Never off the bridle in a trial, beaten 0.5 of the length. Wakata won the trial, and Wakata went and just got beat on Championship Day on Sunday at Grafton in a really good race. So he's coming out of a pretty good trial. And Helen Page has got him. There was a little bit of improvement in him last start at the Gold Coast. Helen's only had him for the 2 runs, and he didn't do any first run, but he's a little bit better the other day, and he has been placed 2 out of 15, but he's in a good yard. I'm just with Sashon. I reckon she can improve off that last run at Ballina, 6, 3, 1, and 8 in race 4.
Now, the fifth one is out. 2 Crooked Gent, 650, 3 Cosmos, $7, $8, 4 Centres Assigned, 225. 5 Ilya, $10, 6 is out, 7 Aqua Jewel, 9, 8 Omi Avrani's a late scratching, 9 Nakanai, 10 and 10 Lady Salerno, 390. Favourite, 225, 4 Centres Assigned.
I'm with her. And she's been well back too. $4.40, 260, got out the 280. They've had another crack at her from that 280 into 260, 230, 225 now. So they've had a couple of moves on this man. Lady Salerno, the 10, he's $5.50 into 390. And Crooked Gent loves it here. He's $11 into $6.50. And Cosmo 7, probably the best wet tracker and hasn't done a lot first up. $11 into 8, 4, 2, 10, 5. And they just send a sign. Loves rain affected ground. Last 2 runs have been in 65. Last 3 runs have been in 65 rating. She gets back into a 58 rating. Gets a claim for Leah Kilner 1.5 off. Brings her into the 56.5. So she's 2.5 kilos over the limit. Coming off 65 ratings back to a 55 rating and draws a gate and loves rain affected ground. True Crooked Gent, he just loves it here. He's had 3 games here, 2 wins, 1 placing. I know he's got the big weight of 61. He can handle rain affected ground, but I think you'll see a different horse on this track here today. 10's in the mix, Lady Salerno. There's not a lot of her, only a little tiny light frame mare. That little lightweight of 54 and that one gate helps her out. She ran second at Coffs 3 runs ago and coming off a second at Teamwork behind Moena Marie, and they haven't run her for nearly 7 weeks, which wouldn't have hurt her. And I give 5 Ilya a chance. She could even lead here with a claim for a liver, a Pickering, and roll along. She's a little mare that can handle rain-affected ground, and she's a 2 times winner over 1,200 metres, and she was wide the trip the other day at Coffs Harbour from a sticky gate. So they may push forward with her today and pick up the lead, and just might take a bit of running down. 4, 2, 10, and 5 in race 5.
Race 6 now, 1, 2, 3 out, 4 the Yellow Queen, $3, 5 Epic Girl, $2.25, 6 My Unicorn, $3.70, 7 our Netbank, $14, 8 out, 9 is Adiva, $10, $2.25 favourite, 5 Epic Girl.
Well, I bet $10, but I mean that market's reflected because of those scratchings this morning, but I just said she's $10 into $2.25, and the Yellow Queen, $7 into $3, and My Unicorn is a go. John Smurden's opened up again, he's had 2 cracks. the last week. He got the money at Coffs Harbour with one they backed, and he got one at Ballina on Saturday. So the stable's in form. He's $10 into $3, my unicorn, the mare, the former Victorian mare. I'm 5, 6, 4, and 9. I'm just with Epic Girl. Loved her run at the Sunny Coast. She just wired the trip, and things never went right for her. She chipped away late. She got held up a couple of times. She was beaten 5.7, but there's no risk. She should have finished a lot closer, and two winners have already come out of the race. The big danger, 6 My Unicorn from the John Smurden Yard. Look, she had no luck when he produced her first up at the Sunny Coast. She had 11 gate and was in wide, and then he took her back to the Gold Coast. She had to come back from 1,000 back to 900 metres. She chipped away late. She was beaten about 6.4 lengths, but if you look at her form in Victoria, she went to Warrnambool on a heavy 10, and she was beaten 0.4 of a length, and 5 winners come out of it. She went to Morfordville on a real heavy track, and she was beaten 2.2, and 8 winners come out of it. That was last preparation. So obviously she can get through it. For the Ulay Queen, looks the leader. Looks like to take up the lead from the one gate. Just a little bit of a question mark on a solid 1,100 metres. Now give Izzy Diva a chance tonight. Matt Dunn's had it. She didn't show up first up at Lismore, but I thought she was a little bit better at Ipswich the other day, beating 1.2, and that lightweight and that good gate will help her out. But pretty keen on the 5, 5, 6, 4, and 9 in race 6, Sean.
7th event of Maiden, 1 Delius, 6.50, 2 out, 3 Daunting Warrior, $5, 4 Kidlat, 6.50, 5 out, 6 Maestro, 6.50, 7 Ramrod, 16, 8 Sir Huston, 3.50, 9 Del Vega, 3.60, 10, 11 out. 8 Sir Huston, 3.50, narrowly over 9 Del Vega at 3.60.
Well, there's not much between them. You're right there, Sean. He's $5 into $3.50, Sir Huston. Della Vega is $5 into $3.60. And then you've got Dawning Warrior, $13 into $5. So there's been a move there. Little move for the Toppy Delius. So Sir Huston and Della Vega are both coming out of the same race. I'm 9, 8, 4, and 1. I'm with Della Vega now. She was only having her third run back when she went around 10 days ago at the Gold Coast. She runs second behind Super Kid, beaten 0.5 a length. So, and she only had a few runs last prep. He does have Brucey Hill. He gives him time and brings him back. That was the first go at 1,300 metres. So I thought her run was good. Sir Huston finished behind her. I thought he had every conceivable chance to probably go past her down the running, where she gave herself a good kick. But he draws a little bit softer today. Four Kidlat's a nice horse. He's lightly raced. Daniel Bowen's got him. He ran third at Ballina beyond Dash for then, and prior to that he finished behind Wagila, and then Daniel stepped him up to 1,800 metres at the Gold Coast 10 days ago. He just might not quite run the trip out, but just brings him back here to 1,530, but he's a really nice horse. And I'll give the Toppy a chance, Delius. He's been a little bit clean his last year. A little bit of giving the ground might help him out. 9, 8, 4, and 1 in race 7.
All right, the final event today is the Benchmark 58, 1 out, 2 Howick, 480, number 3 into Missimi, 4 even, 4 Accountant, 750, 5 Shannara, 11, 6 Ira, 950, 7 Jure, 26, 8 Cedar Rapids, 480, 9 out, 10 Jacina, 460, 11 Annihilation, 19. 4 even favourite, number 3 into Missimi.
Yeah, it's a trick race. There's a really trick race. Into Missimi is $5, $4. Jessine at the bottom weights had a really good support late. Johnny Walk out of Doomben, $10 into $4.60, and Howick is $5.480. It's a little short and up, and Cedar Rapids is $7 into $4.80. Trick race. I'm with Cedar Rapids here, Barry Bourne. He's only got the one runner here today, 8, 2, 3, and 10. Look, his winning strike rate's not the best. I'll put it to you that way. His wet form's there. The lightweight's there for him, and this track will be really chewing up after seven races have gone over it. So I'm just going to bank at him that he'll get through it. But like I said, his winning record's not the best. Two Howick, she was good first up at Ipswich. She was only beaten 1.5, and just forget her at Doom. And she blew the start at 10, and she was beaten 15.3. She had to go back and trial, and she did everything right in the track.